Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If it's Monday, it is Maesterclass. This is a short-form podcast where I wax on about something that interests me relative to A Song of Ice and Fire. Sometimes I do bring on an expert to answer listener questions. And if you have such a question, you can send those to book@boldmove.com. With this Maesterclass, I have an eye to Dany's experience in the House of the Undying Ones. Specifically, why does Dany envision a white lion walking through grass? This particular symbol has baffled fans, and it baffles me too, but I think I might have a solution.
This is irregular.
Yes, well, I suppose that life is irregular.
I need to begin this week's class with a bit of a disclaimer. Because of the nature of my professional work, I become very skeptical of prophetic utterance of almost every kind. In A Clash of Kings, we have several forms of prophetic utterance, and I do think that Martin wants us to question whether or not these things can be trusted. We've seen that already with Melisandre's visions in the flames. Some of them come to pass and some of them do not. As Dany's walking through the House of the Undying Ones, she sees several visions that intend to deceive her. So that should give us pause and remind us that not everything she sees in the House of the Undying Ones is a vision or utterance that we can trust. Recently, I had a conversation about this with friends of the podcast, Kenny, Ray, and Melanie. You'll get to hear the bulk of that conversation on Thursday. Ray and Melanie, if you think that my disclaimer is targeting you specifically, you are right. I do believe that certain folks approach this chapter with a bit of overconfidence and project that onto this particular chapter as if the visions seen in the House of the Undying Ones can be used in a predictive way. And when that happens, I become a bit of a curmudgeon. So Ken, Melanie, and Ray, I confess that with my own theory crafting, I am overconfident. Well, at the same time, I do throw cold water on your theory crafting, but in my defense, theory crafting is good content. So while I publicly threw cold water on your theories, I benefited from your overconfidence. And to add insult to injury, I am going to engage in the same kind of theory crafting that I criticized you for in that podcast. All right, let's talk about the white lion. If you remember Dany's encounter with the Undying Ones, when she gets to the final room, she receives a direct encounter with the Undying Ones. They're sitting around a stone table. They're shadowy phantom figures. And they give her what sounds like prophecy. She's going to experience 3 threes. And then she sees a series of visions. And here's what it says. Faster and faster the visions came, until it seemed as if the very air had come alive. Shadows whirled and danced inside a tent, boneless and terrible. A little girl ran barefoot toward a big house with a red door. Miri Mazdur shrieked in the flames, a dragon bursting from her brow. Behind a silver horse, the bloody corpse of a naked man bounced and dragged. A white lion ran through the grass, taller than a man. Beneath the Mother of Mountains, a line of naked crones crept from a great lake and knelt, shivering before her, their gray heads bowed. So in context, it seems all of these, save the lion, point directly to something in A Song of Ice and Fire that relates directly to Dany. At the risk of repeating what a lot of other fans have already noticed, I do think that we can be somewhat confident that the shadows inside the tent refer to her birthing experience, the little girl refers to her at the house that Illyrio set up for her, the symbol of Miri Mazdur and the dragon represent the former dying so that her dragons can rise, and the corpse behind the silver horse is the fate of the would-be poisoner that she meets at the market. The vision of the crones coming out of the lake is a little bit different than what happens to her during the prophetic utterance at Vaes Dothrak. So that one's a bit ambiguous. Maybe it's something that hasn't happened yet. But one thing's certain, it absolutely relates to her. They are kneeling before her. So for all of these reasons, I think that the lion in the grass also refers to Dany. I think that Dany herself is the lion. I'll read the line again. A white lion ran through grass taller than a man. This, and I think a lot of people have noted this, this refers back to the Hrakar, which is native to the Dothraki Plains. And in the first book, Drogo and his blood riders hunt for one, and he brings it back and makes a cloak for Dany out of the pelt. A lot of fans have also noted that Dany has taken to wearing the pelt, and she does so as she approaches Karth. There's also a reference in the next book about her preferring to wear that pelt because it reminds her of Drogo. Okay, so all of these details have been rehearsed over and over again online, and I repeat them here just to make sure that we have context. When I was discussing this with Ray, he suggested this is just a vision of the lion itself. Maybe it doesn't symbolize anything. And then he suggested that maybe this is Jaime Lannister because he's wearing a white cloak. So maybe the symbol of the Lannister lion, coupled with the fact that he's a member of the Kingsguard, points to Jaime. I think that that view has merit, although I will say I'm pretty convinced at this point that this series of visions relates to Dany specifically. Side note here, one of the things that Melanie pointed out is that it is the grass described as taller than a man. I had initially read this as the lion was taller than a man. But I think that Melanie's right here. And if she is, then this absolutely is the Dothraki Sea or the Great Grass Sea. In which case, why would this be Jaime Lannister walking in the Dothraki Sea? So then the question is, why would Dany be represented by a lion instead of a dragon? Here is my theory. My theory is this is Dany, dragonless, on the Dothraki Sea after she has parted ways with Drogon. So you'll remember that Drogon saves her out of the fighting pit and they fly away, but she does not know how to control her dragon yet. And she winds up alone and hungry and defenseless in the wilderness. That is how we leave Dany at the end of Dance. She's alone, she's in the grass, she's dragonless, and she's kind of returned to her Dothraki roots. So the lion recalls her status as a Khaleesi, and she's got to figure out how to survive without the dragons. Also, notably, the white pelt of the lion fits pretty well as a symbol of the typical Targaryen silver hair. Okay, to sum up, the white lion has white hair like Targaryens. The white lion pelt is something that Dany wears to remind her of her marriage to Drogo. And the lion is walking alone in the grass, just like Dany will do at the end of Dance. So I think this oracle points forward to her sojourn in the wilderness after her departure from the fighting pits. Okay, so that's my case. Am I being a little bit overconfident here? Probably. But remember, every other symbol in this sequence of visions relates to Dany directly. So I don't think that this is the line of Lannister. I think that this is Dany herself. Okay, what am I missing? Book at Bald Move.